You've made it to the Archer season 8 finale. I don't have words for the death we experienced tonight, but we're going to have to talk about it, so I guess stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I can't. That was so good.
Merciful Jesus.
Guys, we're here at the season finale.
Which is weird to me still.
Yes. I mean, at least it's not the series finale, because if the series ended this way, I would be rioting in the streets.
No, I would be running around and this red nose would be, I would just be throwing it at people. Which I shouldn't be doing that, but you know what I mean.
I mean, but you kind of want to, it's frustrating, man.
It's just why.
I have no idea, like, how we got here or why we're here.
What year is it?
Or what's going on? Like, none of, like, it was zero of it makes sense to me.
It was so abrupt. I just did not appreciate that.
And I think we saw this coming last week when we said, that we were like, wait a minute, there's a finale next week?
I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. Before we get too far into the show, I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique, every week at blackgirlnerds.com, and every Wednesday at Schmoes No.
And I'm Alexis Torres. You can find me all over the interwebs at atorres890, on a bunch of shows here at after shows.
After shows!
After Buzz, and also at trumpunk.com.
Yes.
Go follow you.
So...
No, just questions, man. Just, I want a box full of question marks and just toss, like, make it rain question marks, because that's what my brain looks like.
Creators, we need to have a sit down.
Yep. A little powwow.
I feel like we shouldn't bury our lead, which is Lana is dead in an alternate universe, or all universes... It is not yet clear.
Yeah. I mean, we also didn't get a wake-up from Archer. So I'm like, are we continuing through Dreamland? Is he going to wake up in the first episode of the next season? Because we are getting a next season.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they renewed for 3 seasons at the end of last season.
Yeah. So we already got one down, clearly. And now we've got 2 left.
Yeah.
What happened, y'all? Like, did you guys think that you guys got canceled? And you're just like, let's just end it here.
I mean, it doesn't even feel that way. I'm trying to see. Ben Travers of IndieWire wrote this really great review of the finale. And he was talking about how Archer's speech at the grave is like a wink nudge to the audience, potentially. Like, hey, I don't know if... setting the scene. Archer goes to Woodhouse's grave at the end of the episode. And he says something to the effect of, I don't even know if revenge means anything to you, mm-hmm. or if you care about this, or if it was even successful in the first place, but, you know, I get sidetracked. So Ben is saying that the show feels sidetracked, right? Because we're in a dreamland, and that maybe there are no consequences outside of this. We don't know yet.
Huh.
But we hope you like it, because it was something that we felt we had to do. So.
I mean... You and I can attest to this, that we think that the direction that they were going with, not the finale, but in the season itself, the fact that it was very noir and how it was just really cool having, like, the fact that we were a PI, now we're still in that kind of same phase, and just dealing with this new time frame since we were kind of in the weird 70s to 90s to 80s and, like, weird places 60s at 1.2, you know, how it's just kind of cool how we're just kind of going back in time. I mean, are we going to keep going? Is that what's going to happen? Like, I don't really know. Yeah, at this point. And so, again, I'm not saying that, like, what they did was terrible, because it wasn't. I really enjoyed this. I just thought I was going to get more, especially out of the finale.
Yeah.
I was just very confused, because it felt so rushed. And I was like, did we not have time? Did you just run, like, did we just run out of time? And you're like, we got to do all of it. Also, the fact that we didn't get to really see much out of the rest of our characters besides, what, Poovy, Cecil, and Archer. And obviously we lost Lana, which I was not expecting.
She didn't even have a big role in the episode. She spoke a little in the car up front. And then she was pretty much silent for the rest of the episode. Like, not a lot of lines to Lana, not a lot of storyline or plot.
Maybe Aisha Tyler was just busy and they couldn't
get a lot.
The girl
does do a lot.
She does. And I'm okay with that because I need more of her in my life. But I was like... What's happening? At one point, we actually forgot that she was in the episode, but we were wondering where she went.
Well, for a while, you don't see her in the bar. Like, they just don't show the character for a hot second.
And you don't hear her either. Where's Lana?
I thought she was going to be off doing some dope spy shit and then come in and disrupt everything.
But we didn't get that. She's there, and then the most horrific scene that I was not ready for.
Yeah.
That was a little too real for me.
You know what? We're here, and I just feel like... We could...
Hi, Renji.
Hey, Renji. Yeah, we don't know. Is Renji in the chat for those listening? So I guess Archer isn't coming out of that coma soon.
But I don't know where he goes after that. Does he go into another dream state?
Okay, let's take a look at it from last season to this season. Last season, we leave with Archer dead in a pool. And I remember us walking out of that being like, wait, what?
Yeah, we were very confused.
How do we come back? Is he just airlifted out of the pool? Will we continue with that season? And the answers we got were obviously Archer's in a coma. And we're going to go deep dive into his psyche. So my hope is that maybe next season, they're like, look, he'll wake up at the start of next season. That'll be the kickoff for the next one. I mean, I don't want to get too much into predictions, but...
I mean, that's pretty much what the episode was. It wasn't... Yeah. Like, obviously, we can talk about what happened in the episode, but I want to know what, like, Renji and whoever else joins us in the chat later and what we can expect for the next season, at least for our speculation, because I actually cannot see what's going to happen next, because they didn't, like... They didn't tie up everything. They just kind of went, all right, I'll see you guys later, and he walked out of the bar, and we're just like, okay... Yeah.
Like, to put it in another perspective, it does feel like a 40s noir ending, though.
Correct.
I mean, if you guys have seen, like, the Mildred Pierces or Dial M for Murder, they don't have neat bows endings at the end. Like, people are still messed up. They still have to deal with the consequences of their actions. I kind of wish we had gotten a little more into the mom, Len Trexler.
Feud.
Like, I wish that had come to a little bit more of a head or had some more definitive consequences. Sure. I mean, I feel like the only person who really had to face any consequences is Poovy, and she's, like,
the best character.
And Poovy did the least, like, to deserve any kind of clapback from anybody. So that really hurt me, because I love Poovy.
Yeah, I really wanted her to walk in and then, like, with open arms, be like, welcome home, and everybody's there with, like, a cake or some sort of food or Chinese food, whatever. Like, whatever the hell you want to call it. Yeah. Like, just, like, food in general, because I think Poovy coming home to that would have been, like... You guys are the best.
Especially because we spend so much time with Poovy in the future with all these, like...
But I can also see Archer Writers being that type of person that's just like, let's just gut-wrench you some more. You lost Lana. Let's just ruin Poovy's life.
You like Lana and Poovy, then, okay, deal with this. Yeah. I don't know. It really hurt me to see Poovy so down. And then, like, to just such a note, which... I mean, at least they left a note, but the note is so simple. It's just, thanks, Mr. Policeman, we have to go.
Yeah, bye. We must leave you, bye.
But why do you have to leave? And where will you go? And what?
So many questions.
But I don't... Okay, all right, okay.
Oh, no.
I want to roll back to something that I thought about a little bit earlier when talking about Lana getting shot by Poovy. Okay, so top of that scene breakdown is, one, did Poovy do it on purpose?
God, I hope not.
I know it has a hair trigger, but also you're a spy, and it's kind of like...
You're trying to... Because I thought that she, when she went, woo, oh my God, and I was like, wow, she really doesn't want to go to jail. And then she was like, oh, woo, like, she's okay. And I was like, Poovy, you are smarter than this.
Right? So, yeah.
But I can totally see your brain working that way.
I can see both sides, because, I mean, we've seen a lot of people get killed in very comedic ways, although getting less funny for some reason, and more serious. Like, I'm alluding to Archer's breakdown of running over dude's head a bunch of times last episode.
Woof.
Or even before that, when we have, guys' names. Blonde hair.
Oh,
robot.
What? A Barry.
Barry. Or Barry's incredibly cool death scene of the Last Supper, somewhat crucified/stabby deaths. Which were cool. I loved them. Okay, so deaths are getting crazier. We can't say definitively whether Poovy murdered Lana or if it was, you know, accidental hair trigger kind of situation.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
But I guess the other thing I wanted to ask you, and then we'll move from Lana's death. We had a lot of black female characters die, and I know it's animation, and she'll probably be back, but I was like, triggered is too strong a word, but
I was affected.
Okay, I like that.
Especially because I was like, okay, Archer Writers, I get it. Like, I know that we've been kind of playing the race card a lot in this episode in different forms, not just for black people, but for, you know, Nazis and things like that. Like, I get that. But I feel like you should think about your actions, about the fact of what's happening in the world, and having Lana be shot by a cop. Technically, she's a detective, but she's still a cop, and she's white.
And it keeps happening, and that final one in the throat, and I was like...
Too much. Like, I would have been fine if it was like two, or maybe even three, but seven is... Mm-hmm. Literally not trying to pun here, that was extreme overkill.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So, like, watching that, I was like, I can't tell if the Archer Writers have just been like, it's okay because it's real life stuff. And I'm like, no, that's why it's weird.
At first I thought Seven was referenced to how many times Archer had been shot, but I think he was only shot twice in the season finale from season 7.
I don't remember.
When he lands in the pool. I think he shot once in the stomach and then once in the chest, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember. I thought it was at least 3. I can't remember what the third one would be.
Yeah, but I don't think it was 7 times.
No, she, that again, it was overkill. Like, it, like I couldn't get back into the episode after that.
Yeah, I mean, it's no surprise that Alexis and I, one of our favorite characters, if not our favorite character, is Lana on the show. Like, she's a badass black bitch who, like, worked with civil rights folks and had that dope afro for a while and was fucking her TA. Like, there's just so many.
I forgot about that.
That's like one of my favorite Lana storylines. Like, she's got baby AJ. Like, Lana is so cool. She's the only POC on the show. And it's a little
rough.
Yeah, it's a little unnerving to see her kind of handled, even at the end after she's shot when Archer stands up and her body's just like, I'm like, Lana deserves the respect. And then she hardly had a role in this season.
Which, again, that could have been just because Aisha Tyler was busy, but, like, you could have done something.
I mean, you could do a lot of things without Aisha and showing Archer's love and kind of appreciation for Lana. And I feel like as we're diving into his psyche and the relationship he has with Lana, I was really kind of bummed that we didn't get to that. So, yeah, Lana's death was...
That was too real, even for me.
Disappointing.
Like, I don't want to harp on it any longer, but, like, yeah, just watching that, I was just like, I can't do the rest of this episode. And, I mean, like, it's not because of the fact that, like, watching the rest of the episode, I really did like that speech from Archer. That was very moving. It was very wonderful. And I really liked that, especially because we know that the actor who played, voice actor who played Woodhouse did pass away. So
it's a beautiful tribute.
It's a beautiful tribute, if it is to him or whoever, you know, since there was an in memory of.
At the end, I forgot to write the name down, but
yeah, I'm sorry. But just, I just couldn't, I was in so much shock. Like, Joelle's and my, like, jaws were on the floor, and I thought I was going to throw up because it was just too, it was just kind of too much.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, but, like, I'm going to hope, I mean, I'm already waiting for Twitter to rip that to shreds. Just saying, again, we love this show so much.
Yeah.
But that scene, especially right now, that's just, oof. Yeah. That's just like.
Specifically, like, if you're going to do a scene like that, like, it's like, for me, in a lot of ways, survived. Like, when you see when you see violence against black bodies, or if you see violence against women or rapes, like, these things happen. I have no problem with exploring them in the stories that we tell. But I think when you do it, you need to be super aware, even if that moment is comedic, like, at least take some time at the end, like, to reflection, show how it affects other people. Like, she's just dead and there's no repercussions, and it's a little bit frustrating.
And it was really awkward too, because the fact that we had that last shot of everybody in the bar and her dead body's just back there, and I was like, what are we gonna do about that? Like, I thought it was gonna be like a whole scene where, like, Archer picked her up and, like, walked out with her. Like, I wanted it to be like people cared about this woman, especially because Archer just—I mean, it was sentimental at the time, and then it became comedic, and I was like, "This is too much.
I don't want it.
Yeah. I don't want it." I don't know.
Talk about some more things that I'm disappointed about, because that's definitely what the show did. Just because this finale left me wanting so much more from a season that has been, I think, one of my favorite seasons of Archer.
Yeah, same.
And exploring, like, put aside the fact that Lana doesn't do much this season. Getting to deep dive into a character like Archer, who's basically an archetype of a bunch of heroes that we've seen throughout our cinematic journeys, and try to figure out, like, what makes him tick. Like, it was like doing a deep dive at Indiana Jones. Like, Indiana Jones on the surface is like a fun, freewheeling guy. But if you start looking at it, like, that's like a sad man who needs a lot of help. And I feel like Archer is the same way. And I really wanted to get into his relationship with Mother.
Yeah.
Not being his actual mother, but having those, like, feelings of motherliness toward him, like this idea of, like, why are you so cold? Why can't I connect with you? Why is nothing ever good enough? Why are we both drinking so much? I thought those were all topics we would get into.
Again, I felt like there was not for some odd reason, there was just not enough time for all these things, because I felt like we could have really moved the characters more.
Definitely.
If we did that instead of just, like, focusing on the fact that we're trying to get this bag of money, which is not even a bag of money anyway.
The one thing I can say is that with animation, it takes a long time to do.
True.
And I know South Park has set, like, a new precedent for how the turnaround time, but we can't hold all animation to South Park's turnaround time.
We shouldn't.
So I'm not sure where they were in their process when they were writing this or what was going on in the world. But I think that Mother, and especially because that character is so fascinating and we are, again, in Archer's psyche and we get into Oedipal complexes and Freudian stuff all the time on this show with Archer and Mother. And I feel like we didn't do it enough this season. So that was a little frustrating. I want to switch to something happier, and it's one of my favorite character moments this season. Krieger is amazing.
Oh my God.
Can we just talk about the joy Krieger brought? Krieger has always been like a low-key favorite for me, even though he's like into weird hentai stuff.
And hey, man.
Though he sometimes decides to just chill beers in people's bodies or whatever.
I feel like if you're going to take mad scientist to that level, you might as make a Krieger level.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
He's fun. He's got a good heart. Occasionally Nazi clones. We don't know.
I mean, we don't really know what's happening with that.
But Krieger always delivers on the funny and the comedy. And I really, really appreciate that this season, Krieger wasn't an evil scientist. He's a visionary put into awkward positions. His Nazi background story is amazing.
I loved that.
That cat
that I just literally every time, just licks itself. Out. His mechanical legs.
Better show up in the real world. Like, IRL, when we get back and we have our toast-making copy machine.
Dear God.
I want the cat and the toasting copy machine to be buddies. New friends.
That'd be nice, especially because the toast copy machine would be really warm. And the
that's
like,
what I was like. He could just stay warmed up on top.
Comfy.
They could judge people with their nonverbalness just rolling around the office, like, and then just going away. I love all of that. And this episode was a lot of fun. The blue goo comes back into play, which I didn't think we were going to see anything about it again. But Barry does come for his shot so that he can continue to live.
Dear God, Barry is just like, I always knew Barry was crazy, but this season really showed it for me. Yeah. I was like, God, sir.
They went all out on poor Bear. Poor Barry. I really don't feel bad for Barry.
I really don't. I really don't. He's a demented soul.
Yeah. But I like.
Oh, why? I love that whole, like, no. I know, I'm sorry for, like, hitting the microphone, but just like, typical, like, old, like, movies, like, trope of the women being like, stop it!
Don't do it! it was great. And then, of course, we get to see the dogs from the Nazi episode come back.
So cool!
And then so awful.
Oh, my God. Again, writers, what are you doing to me? We all know this. You don't kill babies and you don't kill dogs on screen. I don't care if they're animated, dang it.
We have very different reactions to this scene because I was laughing hysterically.
You were! I was freaking out!
I don't think violence against dogs is funny, but this shit was hilarious.
Oh, God, it hurt my soul. I was like, I also felt bad for our guy.
Zurich or something with a Z. Yeah, he was great this episode. From the purring kitty, Cheryl Carroll.
Oh, my God.
Ms. Tunt. Kitty cat love of his life.
Oh, my God.
To hulking out to save her and ripping dogs in half.
Jesus.
his sleeves come off. He's suddenly like a really bad, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin or something, and then he's just destroying these dogs. And of course, Tunt comes out. And she's like, "In what universe could we ever?" I thought they were gonna get. I know I should know better at this point, but I really thought they were gonna make that work.
I was ready for that turnaround. I'm just like, "You killed dogs for me," and he would have been like, "What the hell's wrong with you?" And she's like, "He killed dogs for me. You have toast, right?" Like, that's what I was, like, waiting for. And I didn't get that. I was really sad.
What's crazy is because you never really get a sense of what Carol...
Cheryl will do.
Or even just, like, who's in your league and who isn't? Like, what are you finding attractive and what isn't?
She found Archer attractive. I think she found Barry attractive at one point.
She did.
Because he almost killed her.
Yeah.
I think that's it that I can think of at one point.
Mr. Zerk, thank you, Renchi.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, I guess if they're not, like, huge, I guess, like, muscular, I don't think they care.
Maybe. I don't know. I was kind of shocked that she wasn't about it.
Especially because I'm like, the dude can't choke her out. Like, that would be, I thought that's, like, priority number one.
Totally, totally. He's got all the powers and skills, and he'll do whatever you say. I thought match made him for her. So shocked, but not necessarily disappointed.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Yeah.
It's
okay, Mr. Zerk. You'll find somebody. To stay away from her, she's crazy.
Did you at all expect to see Svetlana in here? Because I mean, Russians and German post-war.
Yeah, I wanted at least sure once. Come up.
And then especially once. As we got into Lana with spies, it's like, oh, maybe she'll be like an undercover, you know, USSR like spy, and then her and Lana are gonna like go at it. Now
there was a lot of expectations. There's a lot of expectations for this finale. And I just feel like
there's a lot that I could pitch to the Archer fan, you know, writers if they were interested in potential. Like, what do fans want to see? I'd be like, I got this.
Like, we got this. You see this
list?
I have
all of the ideas.
It's like a scroll that, like, goes outside of the studio all the way down the street, you know?
I would not have the deep cut references that they have, but I could give you situational stuff.
There are so many this episode. Man. I couldn't keep track of all of them.
It was incredible. The one parlor one was basically just from, like, he's an old, I want to say British writer, who at the end, once he's collected all of his evidence, you gather and he tells you the thing. Mm-hmm. The whodunits.
Yes.
That was the only one I could remember. We just watched this.
Yes, literally like 2 seconds ago.
We watched it and then we came in here.
And we just talked about it.
So yeah, so I'm a little disappointed that we didn't see Shalette. Was there anyone else from the show from past seasons that you were like, damn, it would have been really cool if you could have been in this season?
I mean, I know we had our Chinese whores, but I would have loved to see someone that kind of looked like Krieger's wife.
Yeah.
Not like Toonie, but like, you know, maybe not in like, maybe like a little bit of lighter hair that's like not even pink, like, but there like was a red.
Like 40s, you know, like immigrant from Japan.
Yeah, or like even I think it would like, be interesting if she just walked into the bar. Or
Krieger's current storyline is she was just coming out of like a U.S. camp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were like bonding over that.
Yeah, or even just like the fact of her just coming into the bar and be like, yeah, why is nobody working here? And then mother being like, get out! And Krieger's like, oh, like, you know.
My love of my life.
And then being distracted by his creations, you know?
Yeah, yeah. TacoKid135 in the chat asked, do you think that Archer will make another crossover with Bob's Burgers?
I highly doubt it. I mean, like, not to say that they won't, yeah, but I highly doubt because they only did it one time, and I felt like that was, like, our one-time deal. I mean, if they do, that would be interesting again. I would love to see, you know, actual Lana, not dead Lana, actually, like, be, like, hanging out with Linda. I think it'd be really funny. Or no, probably Pam. Mm. Probably Pam and Linda would get along really well.
I feel like there's room in Archer for a 70s universe, you know what I mean? There's a lot of spy, kind of action thrillers, Steve McQueen era.
I mean, that could be what we go to next.
It would be really great to see them at, like, the Wonder Wharf, like, ooh, just, like, doing a quick run-through or something. Or maybe we see the family in the background. I don't know if we'll ever get another one where Bob and the family are the central focus.
Yeah.
But I could definitely see a background, a nice Easter egg or something in our
something
future.
Like that, yeah. To be like, we're going to the Wonder Wharf for whatever, you know, reason. That'd be very interesting.
Oh, dude, come on. Like a spy thriller at night on the Wonder Wharf in the Archer-style animation. That so would be dope cool. as hell.
I'd be all about it.
So, yeah, maybe. I'll be like, that Mr. Fish order almost drowned underneath the Wonder Wharf.
That was as like dark that. As I thought that show was going to get. I was like, oh, we are tying people to a pier and having them drown. Bob's Burgers. Stop. You're dipping into the Archer fandom. Like, can we bring it back? Family fun, y'all. But yeah. At least for like, yeah. What? So Kimiko, Svetlana, possibly, I don't remember who Mallory was married to, the Cadillac guy.
I was just gonna say, yeah, his last name is Cadillac.
But is not it Cadillac? I don't remember.
It's not his real last name, but it's what he goes by.
Yeah. Like, it's whatever Cadillac, and I think that would be really funny to add him in that.
I'd love to be, like, a 40s car salesman.
Yeah,
like,
and, like, she just kind of looks at him and goes, you look familiar. And just, like, keeps riding off, and you're just like,
meh. That would be great. Or even if she was, like, keeping on the down low, she's like, no, I gotta keep my mysterious, like, mother persona, but I screw this like used car salesman on the DL.
Yeah, that would be so funny. And then just like a weird shot of him just being like, why am I not making money? And then I mean, this is more for my own thing because I love ocelots. I would have, when we, this is like just episodes ago when we were in that greenhouse, like I wanted an ocelot to jump out because that's technically where they found the ocelot in that season, was finding it at the Tunt household.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would have been funny if we found one and he was like, oh, and just like get that excitement too. There's a lot of weird things that I wanted from past seasons.
Yeah, definitely.
I wanted it to be involved.
One character we did get is the prostitute who is Baby Seamus's mother.
Oh my god. Oh, Ron Cadillac. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Oh, welcome,
appreciate
Caleb.
It.
We didn't see you in there earlier. So hello. Yeah, I love that. I thought it was like either Rob or Bob, and I couldn't remember, and I was completely
Bob
off.
Cadillac would also be great.
That's why I think it'd be really funny if his name was Bob Cadillac, and that's Bob. What I had in my head, and I was like, that's probably not right. That's too nice. But yeah, it was yeah, a baby mama for Seamus was there, and
she married Mr. Tunt, which
gross with his incestuous ways.
Where did this even come from?
I mean, I
like, I know they were kind of left alone together.
But I didn't
for
think that they
second.
Were going to get married because she needs money.
Why is he in the hospital bed? Like, I had so many questions about this scene.
No, remember he got shot up.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
So I think she took him to the hospital.
She took him. And then in no time at all, she convinced him to marry her.
I mean, I don't see why not. He was trying to get in her pants
get
so fast.
Your money.
Hey, girl.
Okay,
because
this is probably the best route for you. Get off the street. Make all that cash, kill the old man, and then kill your husband, and then you're a
billionaire. Yeah, we're all good here. Then you just keep everything, you know, do it empire style, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah, so that was, it was such a weird blip, too, because it wasn't, like, we like stood on that for a while and was like, all right, you remember what we're doing? Oh yeah, you know, do you take this woman to be your wife? I do. And then we just
move with on. A weird incestuous segue. I don't,
because of the fact that there's a bunch of German incestuous magazines in the I think that's really funny that no one checked the bag this entire time. I was like, we could have avoided all of this crap.
So much of this bull. I also like that everyone assumed everybody else was the culprit without knowing.
Yeah.
Because, like, Trexler was like, it was Mom. Mom was like, no way, it was Trexler. And then it was all Poovy.
I was like, damn it, Poovy. What's the matter with you?
You all suck at your jobs. You're all detectives, like, and no one got anything done.
But it also kind of makes sense, because in Archer's psyche, he is the best. So, like, everybody sucking just makes sense. But except for Lana, I'm really upset about that. I mean, I know that he thinks that he's a better spy than Lana, but or agent than Lana, but still.
But her death.
I'm not bringing it back up anymore. I will actually cry on the show. It's going to happen. And I'm like, this is an imaginary, not an imaginary character. She's a fictional character, but I still, the image was there.
And it was brutal. Oh, it was rough.
God, it was the worst. But yeah, I think that was, yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad that Cecil and, oh my God, what's her name?
It's good.
Oh my God, it just escaped my head. Our whore.
I can't remember.
I can't remember, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm glad that they're having a weird happy ending.
Get it.
Yeah, I'm sad that Krieger lost again another one of his creations. Mm-hmm. Two of them this time.
Yeah.
I think that's all
that I have left.
I know.
I wanted to really briefly, before we wrap the show, we've got just a couple more minutes. Let's look at the overall, like, goals of this season, essentially. And our original detective case was who killed Woodhouse, and we're left knowing Barry did it, but for the most unsatisfying reasons. Like, it could have been his dope habit, it could have been he was owed money, it could have been to keep something quiet, but he just killed him to see the light go out in his eyes.
Which I was like, that sounds like Barry. Also, dear God, Archer writers, you're killing me with this dark shit right
now. Sure.
But yeah, I agree with you, because I wanted it to stay with Mother. I think it would have been really cool to see how it would have played out, because then he would have tried to kill, like, Archer would have tried to kill Mother for what she did. Barry would have came running in here being like, all right, I'm here to, you know, F things up. And then we didn't get that, and it was weird.
Yeah, I thought perhaps it was, like, a correlation with Archer's, like, own feelings of his imminent death.
Probably.
This idea that, like, because honestly, he's not really shot for any reason. I'm trying to remember all the details of season 7 that lead to him being shot. I know he's running from the police. The chick finds him. There's like an insurance fraud thing. He thinks he's going to Mexico, but he's killed instead of his robot self.
So weird.
Yeah, so it's kind of like there are circumstances that lead up to his death, but it's not really, like, an Archer issue. Like, it's not... He did not deserve to die. We've seen a lot of times where you're like, I could see why someone would want to kill Archer.
Yep,
totally, yep. Totally. But for this, it's kind of petty and stupid for
me
to get shot.
That's weird.
Yeah.
At least the ending of last season really got us. So we were like,
what the hell?
But yeah, I do agree with Caleb in the chat. Who ransacked the apartment then if Barry had no motivation to do so? I think it was Mother, even though she said that she didn't need to. But yeah. Also, it could have been Drexler also. I don't know. Like, that's the other thing, is that they left a bunch of stuff open, and we were just like, so now what?
What's going on? Yeah. I like what this season attempted to do. I like looking at the 40s noir style. I like...
So cool.
I like diving into Archer's psyche. I liked...
The flashbacks!
Forwards and backs were amazing. I liked Poovy as non-gendered. I think that really works for that character.
I wanted more Lana singing in the club. Oh, I mean, I know that she's supposed to be a Treasury agent, and I wanted more badassery from her, but I would love, like, a Luke Cage thing where, like, we had a singer in the bar. I mean, we didn't see Ray for the entire rest of the season.
Oh, my God. Poor
We didn't even get a snare. Yeah. Like, at the end of that, which I wanted, because, I mean, if you're going to wrap everything up with a kind of a weird half bloody bow, you might as well throw Ray in there.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
With something. Because I was also like, how is everybody in your club, but Ray and the band is not here? Where did they go? Weird. Are they still in jail? I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
Because I know we had that giant escape. I can't remember if they're all dead or not. I really don't remember.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know what happened. So, yeah. Like, I would have loved just Lana just, like, even if she wasn't an agent, I would have really liked to see her in the club more, in, like, pretty dresses and, like, singing and being awesome.
I feel like she deserved an entire B storyline. Like, especially if you're going to put an agent in a show about secret agents, like
make her into an agent. Like, it would have been really
cool to see her like trying to grab receipts or like recounting money or
something.
Anything. My God, give her something to do. Paul V in the chat says, anyone else disappointed by how much short shifted they gave to Ray?
Yes. We were just talking about that. Melvin Archer is still in a coma. We're still in his psyche or dreamland.
We assume.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yes, we only have 2 seasons left. I have no idea. He doesn't like writing in Ray because he doesn't like his own voiceover. I wish he would. It's amazing. I could totally see that, though. I can totally see him being like, I'm too busy. I need to just focus on writing. And I'm like, he should have gave us more stuff this finale, sir. But, yeah, it was so rushed and rough in this episode.
Yeah.
The worst kind of sex. Yeah. Maybe Ray will get robot legs again. Maybe, but I mean, clearly he's okay. He's not injured in this in this dreamscape. So I don't know, man.
I don't know. I kind of want to get out of Archer's psyche to see what real world repercussions happening.
You think real world is just fucked right now? Ooh, sorry. F'd right now?
I mean, it's Archer.
I mean, it's MA, but they usually don't say the F word. They bleep that out.
Okay.
So that's why I was like, oops.
We'll do like they do.
If you only get the one.
And you guys know GK is
okay. Yeah. But like, yeah, it's, yeah, I would like to know what's going on. If maybe there's some consequences, you know, how long has he actually been out? Is AJ like 5 years old now? Like, what are we doing?
Is he well adjusted to Woodhouse's death or does he need to still handle that? Where is he at with the agency? What does he want to happen next? Like, I just have a lot of questions. Is it still the Cyril Figgis agency or?
Oh yeah, I forgot that we named it that.
Or did they come back to something else? So
CFA.
Yeah, there's so many things that could have happened. Also, anyone else feel like Katya is a giant loose end for this series? She didn't show up at all in this season, and so Katya kind of comes and goes. And yeah. I mean, I expected her to show up because she is a love of Archer's life, maybe not the love, but a love.
A love.
Yeah. So again, we kind of talked about it earlier. I call her Shetlana because I am a racist, apparently. he said he just doesn't think his own voiceover is up to par. Yeah. So
I mean, I can see that. I like Ray. I want more of him all the time.
All the damn time. Yeah. He's so funny. Yeah. And again, we have one black character, one queer character, and so when they show up,
like black, I'm all queer about, ladies, yes, we're like, I'm like, yes. This is all I want in my work, like in my life. So like the fact that they took out the only queer in our entire series, and we just killed our only black character.
I have the feeling.
What is happening? I
have
the my feelings. Heart, Archer Writers. I know you didn't mean it, but damn, man, cut us some slack.
Definitely. Shit. It's been a brutal season, but an informative one.
Yeah, and while, it got real.
Yeah. Although I wasn't a huge fan of this finale, I am looking forward to next season.
Me too.
What would you like to see in the upcoming season?
Well, I definitely think it's time to get him out of the dreamscape. Mm-hmm. And if we do, throw in those predictions.
Predictions.
Yeah. Oh, I always forget how bright it is in here every time they do the lights. And I'm just like, my mind.
Mild seizures, but we're okay.
We're all good. We made it through. Sorry, everybody at home. Yeah, I think if they are going to stick with it, they better at least cut back to reality for a little bit and then jump back in for a different era, because I'm not going to continue with the Dreamland thing. I mean, it was cool, but I want something new now because I'm a terrible human being. But yes, I think that it would be nice to, yeah, I agree with you, Paul. I'll let Joelle read that. But like, I mean, it's funny sometimes, I'm not going to lie, because Ray's hysterical when he gets injured. But yes, I agree with you on that. But yeah, so I think if we were going to do that, either he needs to wake up or we just need adventures without Archer for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Wow, an Archer show without Archer.
I mean, like, he'll still be there, but he just won't be up and moving, if that makes sense.
My hope for the future is that for the future season 9, I hope we jump into the future. And I hope baby AJ is a spy. And Archer becomes more like his mother, and he hates it.
Oh, because my God, that would be amazing. Hilarious to me. So you think that he'll wake up, and it's like 10, 15 years into the future?
I really hope so.
That would be amazing. Maybe not do that for the last season, though. Maybe not next season, but the last season would be really
fun. He has to relearn being a spy and also take notes from his kid.
And also get to bond with his kid over it.
Oh, man.
And I feel like he would be a really good father if given the opportunity. Like,
once the baby can talk back, you know, like
he loves the mouth.
His kids. Yeah, exactly. And you know, like a baby of Lana and Archer's is going to be the sassiest little thing.
Oh my god! Especially as an adult, can you imagine?
Oh, it'd be amazing!
Yeah, that's insane. I would love it.
Okay, so we'll do some things from the chat here.
So
Paul Villa was talking about Ray.
Oh yeah, because,
our queer character keeps constantly getting injured, which is funny, but also a little frustrating.
I get it. Yeah. Renji in the chat said maybe next season, baby AJ as a kid will appear on Archer's door asking for help, kind of like do a Logan thing.
That would be dope. Caleb Reese asks, and how did Woodhouse die in the real world? Might have been Barry, but we don't really know yet. I'm really interested to see that too. Is it?
Oh yeah.
You never get a conclusion in the Archerverse. There's a lot of speculation.
We didn't know how he died. We just know that he died, and that there was a funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they meant. I think that's gonna be kind of like what they did with Glee, where they're like, it doesn't matter what he died from. He's gone. Dead.
Okay.
Because they just wanted to keep it out of the fact that I don't really know how the voice actor passed away. I think it was from old age. Yeah. So like they could technically do that, but I think they didn't want to be like, oh yeah, Woodhouse died from a heroin overdose. Like I don't think they want to do that. They want to keep
that is totally fair.
Yeah. So like I mean I don't really know how you would want to have Woodhouse go because he wasn't really doing anything at the time, and also we were torturing the crap out of him these past couple of seasons.
Truly.
So for all we know, he could be still stuck in that pool. I mean, I don't know, man. Under the medicine ball.
In heaven making eggs, Woodhouse, and it's man. Better for it.
And actually being praised for it. That's what I want.
The chat also wants to know who Archer's dad is. We've had a lot of allusions to it, but never any confirmation, so hopefully we get that tackled next season.
Yeah.
That is it for time.
Oh my god.
Are there any last things you want to say about the show?
That I'm very excited to see what next season will bring. I'm really interested to see what the direction for these next two seasons are. Are we going to keep them all as like one solid two seasons? Or are we going to just change it up for the next two seasons? Like, I wonder just how far we're going to go with that, since this is the first time we've had a story kind of leak into another season, kind of.
So. I mean, technically, again, looking at season 7, we really weren't sure if we were going to keep that era or what was happening.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
So I have a feeling they're going to do the same thing. I think they just jump right into the next story, but picking up some of the pieces from the last one.
Yep, and I think there's definitely going to be, I think there's going to be a time jump for sure.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us for season 8 of Archer. It's been a lot of fun having you guys, and we've enjoyed you guys in the chat. If you like this episode, you know, feel free to leave the comments below. Hit us up with the 5 stars in iTunes. Leave your comments. We love hearing from you guys. You are the best audience. In the meantime, Alexis, where can they find you?
You guys can find me again all over the interwebs at atorres890. I'm only on like a couple after shows now because a lot of our after shows have...
It's summertime.
It's summertime, man. So finales are hitting up all this week, next week, and a couple more after that. But I'm on the Attack on Titan panel that happens on Mondays, and Sense8 as well on Mondays with this beautiful thing right over here because she's a beautiful lady. On Tuesdays, I have the Robots in Disguise panel. I haven't been there for a few weeks because I've been sick or working, so I apologize for that. Also, there is a new podcast company I'm working for called Trendpunk. They are releasing on June 11th. They're going to be having a bunch of shows coming out. Designated Drinker, which is a beer and wine show. Well, not a beer and wine show, but like an alcohol show. There is Cinema Punks, which I do with a bunch of my friends. And we talk about terrible movies. Our first episode is The Lady Killers.
Yes.
Oh, God, that movie was fantastic and terrible. And then my show, which will be coming out probably later in August or September. It's called Batteries Not Included, which is about relationship, sex, and all that good stuff.
Yes, you're going to want to get it. That's an idea Alexis had for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be
finally
bomb.
Happening.
Because she's the sexpert.
I try.
I've been your host, Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique, every week at blackgirlnerds.com, every Wednesday at Schmoes. No, if you head over to the Black Girl Nerds podcast now, you can hear my interview with WKML Bell from CNN's United States of America. Nice. He is great. We found out where we were related. It's a great interview. Super fun and weird. In the meantime, if you guys have some time, you want to check out an old interview. I've been recommending Popcorn Talk interview with Louis Tan that I did with Rick Hong. Louis Tan is glorious and beautiful, and it was a really fun interview. Until next year, guys, we have been your Archer panel. We love you, and we'll see you guys then.
Have a good summer. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Son of a bitch!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.